Good afternoon, everyone. Well, not a great end to the week, let's be honest, but the ASX 200 only fell by about 0.5%. That's a drop of 38.5 points, which means we're still wrapped up the day at 7,032 points. And the good news here is that we actually improved on Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, and that was actually enough to push the market higher slightly this week. So it means that we're now on a four-week winning streak. The market's certainly bouncing back from the very heavy falls that were recorded back in June, which is when we actually hit the lowest levels in about 19 months. But from that point onwards, we've seen the Aussie share market rise by about 10%. So more encouraging. This week, really, all eyes were on inflation data in the US. We had figures on consumer prices and also business inflation as well. Both actually coming in weaker than what the market was expecting. So that was seen as an encouraging sign that perhaps inflation in the US is peaking or getting close to doing that. Anything that shows that in coming weeks and months is probably going to be quite well received by the market. Having said that, you know, markets are still pricing in a number of interest rate hikes this year. In the US, you know, there's a market pricing by Bloomberg that's suggesting we're probably going to get rate hikes of at least 1% from here through to December. Elsewhere, though, on our market today, at least, it was the energy sector that really stood out. And that's thanks to the oil price, which rose about 2.5% over the past day. So among the bigger players, it was Woodside that rose most. It rose 3.7%. One of the smaller names that did really well was actually Stanmore Resources. This is a coal miner that does a lot of its work in Queensland. It rose 12% today. Now, came out with its half-year results. It said that revenues rose 15-fold over the six-month period compared to a year earlier. It also swung to profitability. There were two reasons for this. The first is it made acquisitions of some coal mines, and the second was the fact that it actually saw coal prices quadruple for the group. Now, the fact that it made those acquisitions of coal mines saw its production levels also triple, so that was certainly quite helpful. So New Hope and Whitehaven, some of the other coal miners on our market, both managed to stand out as well. The banks today were mixed. We had gains from Westpac, NAB and ANZ for most of the day, but that was largely offset by CBA and Macquarie, and Telstra, which just yesterday released its earnings that were mixed, but really what seemed to receive most attention on Thursday was the fact that it raised its dividend for the first time in 7 years. So its shares rose 1% today. There were a number of other companies coming out with their results today. Some stocks that came under pressure following their numbers included Baby Bunting. This is the largest retailer of prams and other baby products. It fell about 5%. Now, sales and profits rose, but one of the reasons why it didn't rise perhaps as much as some had anticipated was that there were delays in opening new stores. There were worker shortages. There were shortages in getting the necessary products to build new stores as well. ResMed, which sells products to help those with sleep apnea, fell about 3% as well following its results, where it saw sales and profits lifting, but its margins worsened over the last 12 months. Suncorp today was down by around 4%. This is after trading ex-dividend. And Lake Resources, a lithium miner, was the worst. It fell by about 13.5%. That's going to be put into context, though, because over the week, it rose by 48%. So some of the lithium producers has certainly been standouts recently. I should quickly touch on IAG as well. This is the company and the insurer behind NRMA. It already pre-released its results a couple of weeks ago, but today it formally came out and posted its numbers, made a net profit of about $347 million. But as it pointed out previously, profits were hit by an increase in claims, plenty of bad weather, and higher cost. And what it's done to partly offset that was basically raise premiums in an attempt to see those costs reduced. But it more than halved its dividend to 5 cents per share. That certainly received at least a bit of attention today. Now, looking forward to tonight, we've got economic growth numbers out of the UK, which were out not too long ago. We've got an update on consumer confidence in the US, which will receive attention. Next week is going to be an exciting one, depending what you find exciting, of course. But we've got a number of updates on China's economy at the start of the week. And then we've got figures on wages and jobs growth here in Australia later in the week, both important potentially for what we hear from the Reserve Bank next month. On that note, everyone, the Aussie dollar sits at 71.1 US. Enjoy the weekend.